Now the Federal Drive with Tom Temin.
And thanks for joining us on this Wednesday, December 21st, 2016. It's 5 minutes after the hour. I'm Jared Serbu, filling in for Tom Temin. Our producers are Lauren Larson and Eric White. Our web editors are Jory Heckman and Michael O'Connell. Coming up in this hour of the Federal Drive, postal reform is still on Congress's to-do list. The issues lawmakers will need to tackle in the next session. Plus, veterans groups ask President-elect Trump to keep VA Secretary Bob McDonald on the job. Those stories and much more ahead during this hour of the Federal Drive. First up, though, 2016 was all about agencies' ability to hire and fire federal employees. New initiatives from the Office of Personnel Management attempted to give agencies a refresher in hiring new talent more quickly, while Congress put its attention on how fast agencies are firing the poor performers. Federal News Radio reporter Nicole Agresco covers the federal workforce, and she joined the Federal Drive in studio to talk with us about the year that's just passed and the year ahead. She told Tom Temin there are some big developments teed up for the new administration.
And Nicole, we do know that even as far back as several months ago, in the position papers, thin as they were, Donald Trump was saying that's something that's a priority, to be able to fire federal employees more easily. But let's look back for a moment. This hiring issue has been going on for years and years. What have agencies done in the past year to kind of bring along that hiring process?
Well, OPM this year started something called the Hiring Excellence Campaign, and we've heard a lot about this from them. But it's basically an opportunity for OPM to go around the country and to educate some of its HR managers and hiring specialists on all of those hiring authorities that they probably don't use.
I think we were all shocked to see that there's more than something like 100 of
them. Yes, there's about over 100 of them. And what they found was that many of them just don't know how to use them all. And the reason for that is, you know, they have to get into their own jobs quickly and they don't have necessarily the time or the resources to spend looking through Title V, trying to learn what all of these mean. And so OPM, for their part this year, spent a lot of it better educating people on the tools that they already have to get the job done. And the argument that I heard often from especially chief human capital officers was that we can do this. We don't necessarily need major reform to change how we hire new talent. And there's been actually some decent examples where that's worked this year.
And where are some of those?
So especially at DHS, which we've talked a lot about, they had a hiring fair and hired, you know, well over 100 people on the spot based on applications that people submitted in advance. And then they were able to do the interviews there and the background checks on site and get these people in the door. And I heard actually just a few days ago from Angie Bailey, the Chico at DHS, that about over 250 of them that were hired in July or August are in their seats working on the job now. And that's a big accomplishment for the federal government, especially DHS.
Yeah, they were going to try to repeat that hiring fair idea because it was so successful the first time. And then when you say that people should have to read, I feel that if they have to read Title V, then OPM is not doing its job. OPM needs to distill what the authorities are and put them in plain English. I think they've started to do that.
I think they have. And I think that in the coming year, based on a memo that actually OPM Acting Director Beth Cobert put out, I believe it was toward the end of October, she mentioned that OPM would be developing more training and HR opportunities in the coming year. Obviously, she won't be in charge of them at that point, but that is the plan for OPM's part, at least, to better develop some training materials so that this stuff becomes a little bit more clear.
And what about firing? I mean, it is hard to fire federal employees in some sense. Takes some planning.
Right. I feel as if most of the stories that I covered this year around firing had to do with senior executives at the VA and the VA's frustration with not being able to get those poor performers out the door. And also Congress was also very frustrated with not having the ability to get those poor performers out the door. The MSPB this year overturned three agency punishments for at least three out of five of the senior executives' positions that it reviewed this year. Three of them were overturned. And that stirred a lot of controversy. And I think it sparked some attempts at legislation to reform that. However, none of those passed this year. But I think next year that could change.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicole Agresco. And so with all these ferment happening, what do you think this means for the new year and the next administration?
Well, I think going back to hiring, it's very unclear, I think, what will happen with hiring because the president-elect has mentioned many times now his idea of having a hiring freeze. There are some exemptions that we've heard, particularly public safety, military, Homeland Security. It's a large number of
people. Which is most of them, right?
Right, exactly. However, that doesn't include, you know, people like cyber specialists, all of those people that the administration has spent this past year trying to get in the door, over 6,000 of them, you know, we're not sure. And so I think the plan from his part, from what we've heard so far, is that, you know, if someone retires, the agency isn't going to hire a new person to fill that person's place, or, you know, some sort of, you know, firing through attrition or reductions in force or something like that. Ultimately, we don't know what that will mean. But I think as far as firing goes, Donald Trump brings a business mentality to his administration and most likely his picks for cabinet positions and other agencies. And I think it'll be interesting to see how that mentality, along with the Republican-controlled Congress, will look at reforms for firing. And I think it could happen this year, maybe.
Well, I guess there are some flexibilities even within Title V, but at some point they've got to come back to the original law here and to make some of the changes government-wide, as they did with VA.
Right, and some human capital specialists that I've spoken to this year say that they do believe that some sort of major reform will come about, whether or not that comes in the form of changing the Civil Service Reform Act or, you know, maybe it's an executive order, maybe it's something else. But the common thing that I've heard from those people is that this goes beyond just moving people in and out of Title V. This goes more toward, you know, the process itself and what agencies can do to really get those poor performers out.
Now, VA has been kind of the petri dish for some of these things. And there was talk about making everybody Title 38 as if they were medical staff. That never really happened, I don't believe.
It did not happen this year.
And there were some reforms to firing only for VA under Title V with respect to how they're treated by the Merit Systems Protection Board. What do you think is going to happen next? Is there another round coming for VA?
That is unclear to me, and only because Congress failed to pass anything related to hiring or firing VA senior executives or employees. There were a lot of different pieces of legislation out there, some harsher than others for federal employees. None of them passed. The Senate did finally pass an omnibus, but it was pretty, you know, it was pretty non-controversial stuff in there. A lot of things that most people can agree on, and that's why it passed, quite honestly.
Well, but interestingly, early on in the Obama administration's three OPM directors ago, I think it was, they talked earnestly about a comprehensive approach to civil service reform. That never happened. It took Obama 5 years to even meet with the senior executive service members, and there were some changes there, too, and how they're onboarded and trained and so forth. But do you hear anything on the Hill or the other people you speak with about that idea of comprehensive reform, like happened in the Carter administration?
Yes. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, it was a subcommittee actually, held a hearing on particularly hiring. And they said, look, we're looking for your suggestions. And when you leave the administration, if you think that you're more able to speak to us about some of the ideas that you have, we would like to hear it. However, that stuff is hard to get done. And I think OPM's approach, especially this past year, was we can't change this. So what can we do to better inform people about the stuff that already exists so that they can do their jobs a little bit better? And I think that's what OPM has really spent this past year working on, particularly when it comes to hiring.
Federal News Radio's Nicole Lagrisco talking with Tom Temin, and you can follow her coverage of the federal workforce at federalnewsradio.com. Still to come on Federal News Radio, postal reform is still on Congress's to-do list, the issues lawmakers will need to tackle in the next session. First, though, veterans groups ask President-elect Trump to keep VA Secretary Bob McDonald on the job. That's next on The Federal Drive with Tom Temin on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. I'm Jared Serbu, filling in for Tom.